From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is strongly condemning the Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry added the U.S. is on the verge of suspending diplomatic talks with Russia because of Moscow's continued bombing of rebels in eastern Aleppo.
It's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
The United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let UN relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists, their terms for the rebels who want to topple the Syrian government. The United Nations says at least 15 civilians were killed this week by a U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan added that 13 others were injured in Wednesday's attack. The U.S. military confirmed that the airstrike hit a target in Nangarhar province and said it was aimed at Islamic State militants and that it is still gathering information on reports of civilian casualties. The latest U.S. airstrike came as tribal elders and officials recently warned ISIS fighters have returned and regained control of some of their former strongholds in the area after retreating to mountain hideouts in the face of weeks of major Afghan security operations. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered a eulogy at the funeral of Israeli leader Shimon Peres, in which he called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century. Obama likened him to other figures like Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth and praised his tireless work.
Of course, we gather here in the knowledge that Shimon never saw his dream of peace fulfilled. The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row and held his presence at the funeral as a, quote, gesture and reminder of the unfinished business of peace. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte likened himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler Friday, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals as one way to finish the problem.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter them. At least, if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have, but, you know, my victims, I would like to be all criminals to finish the problem of my country and save the next generation from perdition.
Duterte, who has asked the Senate for an extension on his war on drugs, previously said human rights investigations would not stop him from continuing to crack down on addicts. Duterte took office on June 30th after winning a presidential election last May. He has vowed to end corruption and drugs in the country of 100 million people. Authorities in Thailand have confirmed that two cases of babies with microcephaly or abnormally small heads were caused by the Zika virus. The World Health Organization said the cases are the first of Zika-associated microcephaly in Southeast Asia. Statistics issued by the Thai officials show more than 300 confirmed Zika cases since the start of the year. And South Korea announced Friday that an advanced U.S. missile defense unit will be placed on a golf course instead of a missile base in a rural county south of Seoul. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.